It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
All right, we're back after a seriously long hiatus, but it's probably not going to be the only one.
Yeah, it's been cuckoo bananas, as is everybody's, you know, with the holiday season.
Absolutely.
And hustle and bustle, just generic work stuff and everything. So
getting everything ready for Christmas around here. Our Christmas Box for Kids campaign.
Yeah, in and out of the office. The place. You went to Disney.
I did.
That's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, here we are back, and we thought we'd do like a nice little Christmas holiday edition of Off Air Flare. Cue the jingle bells. All right. That was yesterday when I was wearing my elf outfit.
That's right.
Jingle, 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 jingle. So we'll pretend that. Right. Today I'm wearing my Ralphie shirt, oh fudge. So that kind of prompted this conversation.
Absolutely.
Best Christmas movies, and maybe even some that aren't considered Christmas movies, but we kind of tack them along, or ones that are called Christmas movies that we don't think are, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
What are cinema, Christmas at the cinema, if you will.
Absolutely.
Sit in your best British accent. Christmas at the cinema.
That's so funny.
Really? Is it?
It is. It's just... Where I don't even know where that came from.
Hello, Christmas at the cinema,
yeah,
mate.
See, like, I don't understand.
Go on, Christmas at the cinema.
Right.
Well,
now,
you could be that fancy
like
British.
Dagger.
Yeah, you could be the fancy.
The regal.
Christmas at the cinema.
You got Mary Poppins.
I think I'm going to Christmas at the cinema, doll. Hello?
Sing us another one, Mary.
All right. I just came down the old chimney
right.
here. That's much better. Okay. Anyway, Christmas at the cinema, if you will.
Well, I think we've got to kind of start with, again, not everybody's favorite, but arguably the biggest staple of great Christmas movies,
mm-hmm.
because they run the thing wire to wire all day long Christmas Day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, and again, it's an old school movie, and they run it wire to wire. There's a reason they run it wire to wire. It's either because it times out just perfectly, or it's that good of a movie. I'm going with that good of a movie.
Well, to me, it's kind of like a movie that everyone can relate to. What Christmas did we not have something we really, really wanted, but probably shouldn't have asked for, or we thought we weren't going to get it, and somehow, some way, Santa Claus made it happen for
Absolutely.
Us, and it was like, I mean, we all the time as kids, I think some of my favorite memories were getting back in the day it was the Sears catalog, but then I got the JCPenney catalog, and you would go through and circle, this is what I want.
The Toys R Us catalog.
Oh, my gosh.
The big
incredible.
Book.
And there were things on there you're like, this might be a little out of the box here, but I'm going to circle that, and maybe old Saint Nick will be like, yeah,
and
let's get
that. This is the time of year for those things to luck up and happen.
Sometimes, you know, a little last minute, you know, visit to the mall before Christmas, and you're like, I want this. And Santa's like, oh, okay, and making it happen. So I think that whole premise is why that movie. And there's so many great one-liners. There's so many great jokes. I mean, anytime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my shirt says, oh, fudge. I mean, you automatically know what scene that is, and you know he's going to have that soap shoved in his mouth.
I have it's a major award, the leg lamp on a fleece blanket at the
yes,
house.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. I love
great.
That spot.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. You know, and then the scene where the mom's turning out all the lights. Or no, she turned out that leg lamp, but all the other lights are on. She's like, I had to turn it off because it saved electricity. And you look at the house and every room is lit up but that
right.
one. I mean, just some of the sarcastic, funny, witty humor. You know, Ralphie getting in a fight, you know,
oh,
thinking
yeah.
that his dad's, oh, daddy's going to kill Ralphie. And mom just being cool and be like, oh, he got in a fight today. And he's like, oh, you know how boys are. And it was like,
right.
but we've all had those moments too. Like, oh,
oh
Lord, when
no,
I get, when my
dad,
dad oh, when he gets home, it's done.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, cool. Thanks, mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bunny pajamas, the gifts that we've always gotten from folks that we didn't
oh.
love. And we're like, thank you so much. It's a good movie. I mean, you know, the bully when you wanted to stand up against somebody and then Ralphie did it and you're like, yeah, you know, all that stuff. Then your stupid friends making you do stupid stuff and then getting stuck
it
on
really
the old pole.
Hits the entire embodiment of youth. I mean,
yeah,
it does.
Growing
it
up.
Hits everything. Parents get something, they're like, yeah, yeah, we know exactly what that's like. Or they're like, oh, yeah, we were like that when we were kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it really hits
absolutely.
Everybody,
every piece of emotion. And then, like, you know, the Grand Resistance, where, you know, we got this turkey and we're going to have this great meal, and the dogs, the neighbor's dogs come and eat it. And we're just going to, in a pinch, go to the Chinese restaurant right. and eat and, you know, eat the duck.
Mm-hmm. Duck's so, delicious, by the way, if you've never had it.
I don't want, no thanks. We'll stick to turkey.
Don't but yeah, hate it.
Great movie.
Don't hate until you try it.
Great movie, you know, and the iconic, you'll shoot your eye out. Everyone, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. You'll shoot your eye out. And then he gets it, and then he thinks he shot his eye out. And he's like, oh, no, and then an icicle went fell and hit my glasses. And and listening to it from the point of view as the grown-up Ralphie is cool, too.
Yes. Because
he's, like, so dramatic. And, mm-hmm. you know, like the scene where he thinks it's going to be a special Orphan Annie message. And it's like, drink more Ovaltine. It's just a radio ad. We're sneaky like that.
Yes, that's right. We're everywhere. It's subliminal. Oh, so all right, yeah. What else? What's another one?
Christmas Vacation. Hands yep. down. You definitely got to watch that a million times. Do you have a favorite quote, line, scene, something from that?
I'm not going to lie to you. I've watched that movie once or twice.
That's it?
And that's been it.
Are you serious?
And I like Chevy Chase. I don't hate it. I don't hate the movie. Please don't take it that way.
I implore you to watch it a couple of times, because each time you watch it, you're going to find some scene, some moment, you're like,
I think Randy Quaid's probably my favorite part of that whole movie.
Of course he is. He's everyone's favorite part. And Chevy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I like the rest of them tag along,
but Randy Quaid, you know. Oh.
My problem is, I think for me, Chevy kind of stole the show with Caddyshack, and I'm kind of like, nothing's as good as Caddyshack.
You're a purist with that. Like, you always associate him with that. Oh, my gosh. I'm all it's right. In the hole. Yeah. Oh, the best part of that, we can do that, and, you know, it's Bill Murray and Baby Ruth.
Okay. See, but you understand why I have a whole lot more love for Chevy and Caddyshack.
Yeah,
I don't have anything against the other movie. It just doesn't always make my must-watch list.
Oh, I think you, all right, promise me that you'll watch it at least one time.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, you should do it. Because, I mean, that's another one to me. There's so many iconic lines in it, you know, 'tis the season to be merry. Well, that's my name. You know, I wouldn't be more surprised if my head was sewn to the carpet.
Like the tree on the car, I see those pop up all over the place. Like that kind of stuff. That's the stuff that sticks out to me when you're going
to the world. Or we're going to have the happiest Christmas. We're in this together. Hallelujah. Where's the Tylenol? No one's skipping out on this Christmas. I mean, it's great. And then Cousin Eddie thinking that he's going to help out and go kidnap the boss because of the jelly of the month. Well, the whole buildup of the whole movie is, you know, the Clark Griswold family. I mean, they tried to be the American family. A girl, a boy, mom and dad. Oh, he's got a good job. She stays at home.
Wagon.
Yeah, she stays at home. She's the homemaker. Let's go start it off with going to go get our tree. And then, like, Audrey's eyes, like, freeze shut. It's just so many little mishaps, and then the whole thread that carries it together, it's like, oh, Clark can't wait for that bonus check because he's going to get a pool, and that's going to be the big surprise to the family for that. And then it ends up not happening, but all the little things that come along the way. And then you find out, oh, here comes, you know, Cousin Eddie. He's rolling up, and you're like, oh, no. And, I mean, just the things that he includes to it. I mean, all of the vacation movies, the National Lampoon series are funny, but Christmas Vacation, oh, my gosh. I mean, I could sit here and quote the whole movie to you probably. It's really good. So you need to watch it again.
Another one for me that's moved up the list in recent years, the more I watch it, The Polar Express.
Very good.
Mainly because Tom Hanks is amazing in any and
even
all things that he
does. Even as an animated character, he's great. You know, he's awesome.
He's in so many different parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Tom Hanks.
Just Tom Hanks at Christmas. Can
I'm
we
surprised
just call
he's not
it
the
that?
Part of the kid.
Like, right.
Tom Hanks starring as. But I love that one. I loved the book. Because
I have the book.
Yeah. And, I mean, that was one of those magical stories, like in first, second grade, your teacher, you know, around Christmas, we're going to read it. And, you know, the whole idea of, like, when you believe, you hear the bell.
Yep.
And you certainly hoped that you heard the bell because you still wanted that childhood innocence and that hope. And, you know, we all know Santa's real. So, I mean, you want to be like, this is the real deal, man, Santa. I'm a hardcore believer. I hear that bell.
Ring-a-ring.
Yeah. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. we should do, like, a video mashup or something when he rings the bell and it's something different. Like,
oh, my goodness. Viral sensation coming.
How many songs could it be? Yeah, I like that one. The hot chocolate scene on the cart. That's cool. It gets a little dicey, though. I mean, because, you know.
Yeah, they have to build up a little bit of the. They have to dial in the travel and the to and the from and a little bit of the chaos. And, oh, we're crawling on top of the okay, we get it. You need a little drama, blah, blah, blah. I can't all be
but
happy.
But all in all, it's really good. And at the end, it's him great. Having that bell. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's top notch.
How about an unsung Christmas movie? Like, it's a Christmas movie. You know what? You think about it all. You know, like, then when you watch it, you're like, oh, I forgot how good this is. Yep.
Like what?
For me, it's A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes.
My wife can't stand that movie.
Are you serious, Sarah?
Oh, she hates that movie.
You know, like Kermit the Frog is, oh no, Tiny Tim, and oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's good. That is a really good one.
But again, a lot of folks don't always think about it. See, but it took you a minute to go,
oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think, you know, there was a time when the Muppets were cranking out some great movies like Muppet Treasure Island. Love that one with Tim Curry. Mm-hmm. The Muppet Christmas Carol. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
That's arguably one of my top five.
That's a really good one. Yeah. And they do the whole, what's his name? Okay, the butler from Batman. What's his name?
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton being Scrooge. Yeah. It's Michael Keaton. Look it up.
No, he's Batman.
No. I'm sorry. I said the butler from Batman.
You did. Michael Caine?
Michael Caine, yes. Yes, Michael Caine. Michael Caine, he's the... See, that was a horrible mistake. Mike Keaton would be like, I'm Scrooge.
What's Christmas? Don't want Christmas.
No, yeah, Michael Caine.
Oh,
Michael
my gosh,
Caine
it is.
With that
is
very
Michael
distinct
Caine.
British accent. And
perfect Austin Powers father, by the way.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
He did play the butler from Batman. I mean, he did at least do that.
I know,
and
that's what I said. But you said
I went Michael
Keaton,
and
you went Batman, Michael Keaton, like a
sorry,
a tick, Batman, Michael Keaton, Michael Keaton.
That's the best one. Best one.
That's the one we got to talk about. That's the only one.
I know we had this debate.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Let's see. Oh, A Year Santa Claus Forgot. Is that one? Or no, not The Year Santa Claus Forgot. A Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a claymation one, and that's the one Santa was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were like, oh, no. And then Mrs. Claus having to barter with Heat Miser and Snow Miser, the two brothers that were the sons of Mother Nature.
Okay.
You know, I'm Mr. White Christmas.
Yes,
Mr.
I
Snow.
Gotcha.
Ba-do. I'm Mr.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Ten Below. You remember that? Oh, you don't want me to sing it to you?
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and lump all the claymations because that was some hardcore awesome stuff.
I don't want them lumped together, but that's fine.
Well, not lumped together. Let's just kind of like, you know, recognize them. Hats off to the claymation movies because those
things are always on, and we thought they were long movies. Yeah. They're like 30 minutes.
They did. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the Little Drummer Boy one. That's 30 minutes long.
Rudolph's always been my favorite one of those.
Oh. That's
like
notch.
Frosty's great, but not that.
Well, Frosty, that wasn't a claymation one. That was an animated one. But you kind of looped that together because they all came out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Rudolph, you know, she thinks I'm cute.
Okay, Rudolph.
And then Bumble. Where catch the Bumble? And then you have, I want to be a dentist. And the voices, sometimes you relate them to people that you know, you're like, that's
sure
a song.
Do. I was doing that as you were sitting here. You saw the smile on my face.
That's a top-notch good one.
Okay, a Christmas movie that is just an absolute staple that you have no use for. Not that it's done anything to you
like,
or against
whatever.
You, just,
I don't
it's
have to
whatever.
Watch it.
Yep. Oh, mine's pretty easy. Miracle on 34th Street. It's not that I have anything against the movie. I don't hate the movie.
It's a Wonderful Life for me. I've never watched it. I'm like, I know, okay, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Big whoop. I wonder how Jimmy Stewart in it, you know.
Right.
And I always think of that one where he has his broken leg, and he's like, no, God, and he's spying through the window.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm thinking about. But, Jimmy
Stewart.
I'm
the same way with Miracle on 34th
Street. Miracle on 34th
Street,
the original or the remake. They remade it in the 90s, and they had the little girl who played on Matilda.
Yes.
She played the little girl. I mean, the whole premise of that is like there's a big witch hunt against this man that they're saying, that's not the real Santa Claus.
That's Santa.
And at the end of it, that's the real Santa Claus. But they put him through, I think that's what the hang up is. It's really like more so about business, politics, just drama.
Take the commercialization media of the holiday.
Yeah, and then it just bonkers. So, yeah, that, and like I said, I'll probably get, you know, flack. It's a Wonderful Life. I know, like, a couple of iconic scenes, but I've never sat down and watched it, and I don't feel like my life is any less great than it is that I'm watching it. So,
that's
so sorry. I did hear you say the other day, Elf is not one of your favorites.
No, and I don't hate the movie.
Cotton-headed Nitty Buggins.
I like Will Ferrell. I like Will Ferrell. Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, people that put this, it's the best one ever. I
like it. It's funny, but it's not one that I'm like, I'm going to watch it all the time.
I don't put that anywhere near the top of any platform of Christmas movie ever.
Well, I enjoy it. And if it's on, like, the channel that I'm currently watching, it's coming on, next up, if it's Elf, I'll keep it on the channel.
The channel doesn't change. Yep.
But if I'm going through the guide and, like, I have five others to choose from, or Elf, I'd be like, well, I'm going to go to these. I mean, that's it. I mean, Zooey Deschanel, how many times can you hear her voice like this? It's fine.
That sounds like a personal thing.
You know.
like her sister
see.
Better anyway?
Some other stuff that, one that's really good, that is kind of an unsung great Christmas movie, it's called Four Christmases.
Yes.
And that's Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon, and they are trying to get out of going to visit their families at Christmas.
Right.
So visiting their moms, their dads, mom's dads. So it's a very dysfunctional family. They're dating, they're not engaged, but that's kind of that like little tension, like they should get married soon thing. And then you start off and you visit Vince Vaughn's family, his dad, and you're like, what's going on here? Well, you go and visit there, and it's, what's his dad's name? Oh, I forgot. But one of his brothers is Tim McGraw. And okay. They're like, they wrestle on the floor, and they like UFC or whatever. And it's a poor family, because it's like the dad's like, we don't need your money. You're a big hot shot, son, blah, 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 blah. Well, they did Secret Santa, and Vince got one of the kids, and the limit was like $20.
Oh.
And Vince and Reese give one of the kids an Xbox. And the best part is, like, Tim McGraw looking at him going, where did you find an Xbox for $20? I mean, that just cracks me up. And then Dwight Yoakam is in it.
Right.
He's dating Reese Witherspoon's mom. He's the pastor or whatever. And he's just very just Dwight Yoakam as an actor, just funny. just really, really good. Another Vince Vaughn one I like is Fred Claus. He's the brother of Santa, and
right.
He's got to save the day. That's a good one. But Vince Vaughn had a good little streak there where he was like that, after Old School and stuff, he was that sarcastic, funny dude. Like, it wasn't like...
Now he's phoning it in.
Yeah, I think so.
He's made his millions.
I think so. I mean, he had so... I mean, what was it? Like, Dodgeball and all these others that...
Love
I mean,
Dodgeball.
He started having a cluster of movies after, and he was like on up there with... I think Will Ferrell status and stuff for a good little time.
Ben Stiller, I think, is a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
And they did some stuff together.
Yeah, and then it just kind of fizzled out a little bit. So
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, it's good. It was so good.
Can we talk about and give credit to Tim Allen's The Santa Claus?
Absolutely we can.
Because I love that one. And again, that's another one. Not in an unsung way like The Muppets is for me, but like that movie,
awesome.
When you turn it on, when you see it on, like I don't set my clock by it, but if it's on,
I'm
going to finish whatever it is from this point to the end.
Whatever scene
I'm
it is, whether
in.
They're getting the hot cocoa in the North Pole, or he's just turning to Santa Claus and getting fat. And he's like, does this look like a little weight to you?
Who's such a clatter? You read the business. Hey, you put on the suit, read the card. You put on the suit, you're in Santa.
Yeah.
Those
it's the
L's.
Best. And he's like, what's his name? Scott Calvin or something.
Yes,
like,
Scott Calvin is correct. Well done.
He's like, Santa Claus, Scott Calvin. He's like, nah. And then the next year rolls around. Here he is gaining weight and doing the heart test and everything.
Right.
And, Papa Gigio.
I like when he shows up to the business meeting. He's in a sweatsuit because it's the only thing that fits. And they're like, let's order lunch. He goes, I love that idea. Let's order lunch. And he orders like 9 things. Oh, he goes, order like a sundae. light on the whipped cream. But an extra cherry.
Tim Allen, to me, I could sit down and watch all the Home Improvements over and over and over again and laugh because he was just the 90s funny dad. And him being Santa Claus was cool because you would have never expected Tim. Oh, my gosh. I just had a moment.
Tim Allen?
Yeah, why did I just like...
I was
like, going to say Tim McGraw. And I was like, wait, we already talked about Tim McGraw. Tim Allen, you would never expect him as Santa Claus. And just the way they did it and how he's the dad and wants more time with his kid, with the kid and he having a strange relationship. He doesn't get along with his ex-wife and her new husband, who's like this psychoanalyst therapist or whatever, who's kind of like, oh, well, hey, Charlie, you shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, back off,
all
dude.
Of this over an Oscar Mayer weenie whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. You're that.
That's how he, like.
You're that anal retentive dude because of a whistle.
A whistle that you get in a Cracker Jack box that no one wanted. Whoo. Okay, cool, dude. I mean, I would have been like, okay, if it was over like a Teddy Ruxpin, I'd be like, I got you. I understand. I get it. But yeah, that's a good one. And even the second one, not a big fan of the third one.
No, I love Martin Short, but not in the third one. I just don't. I don't need to use Jack Frost. Those two things are not the same.
Yeah, not good. But yeah, that's a very.
Michael Keaton as Jack Frost, though. Boom.
Michael Keaton as Jack Frost.
What?
Oh yes. I was the like, one what where are you the doing? Snowman.
Yes.
The yes. Okay. I was like, what are we? Oh yes, because he's the
I
dad.
Knew Michael Keaton would play a role in this.
I knew it'd come up. That's what
Six
we need
degrees.
To do. We need to have like a contest. Anytime we mention Michael Keaton in a podcast, we give away something special.
Oh my
god!
Or
have like a sound like "woo!" It's a Keaton alert. It's a Keaton alert. It's a Keaton.
Every time we say it,
the Keaton
we
call.
Just need to add in there. I'm Batman.
yeah, that's a good one. That's what Michael Keaton is the dad, and he dies or something, and he's reincarnated as a snowman.
That's right.
That's a good one. Yeah. You could classify some of those movies like that are set in winter that you could classify as Christmassy if you wanted to, but you know, just because there's snow. I mean, it could still be January, February.
And I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
It is.
I don't buy that.
Yippee-ki-yay. It is.
It's an action movie.
Okay.
It is not
a
Christmas movie.
I guess because it happens during Christmas.
I know
it's
all
a Christmas
the reasons.
Party.
I get it. I mean, it's at a Christmas party. Fantastic.
I mean, if your qualifications as Christmas movie is like, okay, Santa feel good story. Well, yes, I agree. Not a Christmas movie because this is more like Bruce Willis going ham because his lady is, you know, he's up here and he's gonna, you know, battle these German.
That's
like,
right. And Reginald Val Johnson down on the street and hanging out of the cop car. I get it, but honestly though, just because you put a Christmas tree in a screenshot somewhere does not make it a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
it happens around Christmas. That's great. Ha ha ha!
Like
it's
Gremlins,
an action movie.
Gremlins
exactly.
Happens around Christmas.
That's
but, okay.
exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that credit. Still a Christmas movie, but you know, fine.
No, no, I understand where people will make that argument, and that's okay with me. I just. It's not a story that I expect to have as a Christmas-style story.
Okay, let's give an unsung movie moment.
Ooh.
Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
Sinbad.
Yep.
Turbo Man. You got the doll. Tom Hanks' wife, isn't it? Rita.
Yes, Rita Wilson.
Yeah, she's there, and she's like, you know, if you haven't seen it, watch it, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, in the 90s, he did dabble in the movie scenes. Hey, of course, we know, Predators, those action movies,
Get to the chopper!
Yeah. But then he did a stint of, kids movies, like Kindergarten Cop and stuff.
Arguably
or, like,
my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, if I'm honest.
Kindergarten
Cop? Mm-hmm.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
In the ferret. But... You know, they needed some kids stuff.
Who is your daddy and what does he do? That's my favorite comment.
We should make that into some production thing for you. Anyway, but
Hot Country
you know,
Nights.
He's
who is your daddy and what does he do?
With Josh. It's not a tumor. I can't.
I know. We can sit here and quote the movie all day. All right.
That's great. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, he's a busy businessman, you know, and don't forget you're my number one customer, and don't forget you're, and then, you know, he's like telling his kid, I'm sorry I missed your karate class or whatever, I'll be there. Phil Hartman, he was in it, remember, from Saturday Night Live. He was great, and he was the creepy neighbor that was macking on the wife. Yes, he was great. But he's got to go get this doll because the wife's like, you got the doll, right? And he's like, of course I got the doll, I got it months ago. To come to find out, the doll has been sold out forever and a day. He tries to win it from a radio station. That's funny because he runs down to the radio station and tries to win. They're like, here's a certificate for one Turbo Man doll that you can use after Christmas. And it's like, no, that doesn't work like that. Phil Hartman trying to mack on the wife or whatever this whole time. And one time, when one of my favorite scenes when he calls and try to check in because there's a Christmas parade that they got to all go to after he finds the stall.
Yes.
And Phil Hartman's like, hey, Howard, it's, for, you know, whatever his name. And he's like, oh, these cookies. You put the cookie down. Those are my cookies. And then, you know, you have the whole climactic scene between him and Sinbad. They were cool in line waiting to try to do it. And then it turns into like this, we got to get the doll for our kid before.
Competition.
Oh, yeah. Friendly competition. But it's, oh, so good. And at the end, it's turbo time. So good. And then you, who else was in it? It was someone else that I was going to mention that was in it.
Mm.
Oh. Belushi. Jim Belushi. Famous. When they have to go in. And even the Big Show is in it.
Yes.
Because he's one of the Santa, they go to the Santa convention or whatever, this like creepy warehouse to find, and he ends up getting a Spanish turbo doll. He's like, don't press that, don't press it. It's turbo time. And they're like, oh no. That one's one that I'll have to watch because it's so funny.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and watch that again. It's been a long time since I've watched that.
Jingle all the way. I totally, put the cookie down. Those are my cookies. Oh, how are these cookies? Oh, you listen to me. You know. another, I'm a you can't have this. Home Alone. You can't not have this. Home Alone.
First and second.
Okay, which one's your favorite, the first one or the second one?
Oh, geez.
I'll have to be honest, the second one's my favorite.
I think Home Alone is in that rare breed of movie where the second one didn't jump the shark with the same shtick. It's so easy for movies to just do the same thing over and over.
Well, you knew it was going to kind of be like a similar situation. However, they changed it up so much, and they added some key players in it that had their own little set of like quirks and all, and you're like, this is awesome. I mean, you have the, okay, Kevin by himself. There's two guys that he has to defend himself. You also have the person he was scared of that he ends up befriending, like, you know, the neighbor versus the pigeon lady. And then you have him, you know, going and doing adult things by himself, shopping and all. And people are like, what's going on? Like, what's happening here?
I still think the first one probably better for me. I like, there's a lot about the second one that I like because he carries it up a notch.
Tim Curry.
And the hotel.
Stolen credit card.
Right.
Have you seen the meme? I don't care what side of political fence you're on this, but Donald Trump did share it and says, I don't see any other president helping Kevin McAllister find his way through the lobby because he's in that. Like, he's like, which way to the...
I do like that. I have seen that. I think that's the thing about the second one that's the win for me is he's in New York. He's in that fancy place. He's staying. He uses the little Walkman, the little recording Walkman that everybody wanted forever. And... So you to get into the big fancy hotel, the Plaza Hotel.
Oh, like fans of Ding Dang Dong.
Ding Dang Dong. That's right.
Plaza Hotel. He goes, and then the Talkman, that everyone wanted.
That's what
wanted.
I was just saying.
Like,
the Talkman.
I'd like a room, please, with one of those mini fridges.
Credit card? got it. Nope. I get it. I think that, to me, is... Are you all right?
Your face completely mortal.
Well, you got to drop down in the tomb.
Credit card? I remember that so well because I watched it just the other day. You got. And then Frank, get out of here, you little pervert. I'm going to slap you silly.
Yes. Again, I think there's a lot of that stuff that I really like, but I think I like the original.
Just because that was the first time.
Yep.
Well, and then like hearing doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, I'm like, here comes the aftershave, and he's like, I'm in my little towel, I'm clean, and then
that, and I get your shadow punching thing, with the clown in the bathtub. And
Well, they had that scene when like he's got like Michael Jordan and all of them.
That's
around,
my favorite part.
It's Michael Jordan.
Thought they weren't going to be home.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, and it's like the rocking around the Christmas tree.
He's riding on the train.
And I'm like, how smart of a kid he was. Like, how, like, ingenious he was. And, like, future engineer. Here we go. I mean, just the way
absolutely.
He was crafting stuff.
So well thought out.
Hey, Dad, you forgot to help me with the Christmas tree. You know, and then it's like, oh, yeah, all this little stuff.
We're not buying it.
And don't forget the I believe you, but my Tommy gun don't. What is it called? Fallen Angels or something?
Yes.
The movie that he watched in both. And it's like he used to get free pizza, and then he used it in the second one to get the
to get
hotel
the crew
stuff.
Out,
yeah, they're like, you've been smooching with everybody.
Favorite Home Alone prank in
each
either
one?
Movie? No, in either one. Just your favorite all around.
It's hard. I like.
Oh, no, not at all.
Which one? Go do it. Yours first.
There was the sound of a tool chest rolling down.
Oh yeah,
the
and
stairs.
When he's—that's in the second one. That's in the
that's
second
right,
one,
where
and
he
it comes
pulls
down.
The doorknob. Yes.
Yeah, and then it crushes his nose or whatever, and it pins them against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe Pesci was funny in that movie. Just from being like that mafia
mm-hmm.
kind of vibe to being like, you know, pranked, and I like the torch on the head.
Yeah.
When that flip, and then he's like doing a handstand on the toilet that has gasoline in it, and it's like, poof. I do like the paint cans flying.
The paint cans are more classic. I do kind of like that. I also like the electrodes on the sink in the basement,
mm-hmm.
And he turns into a skeleton and then goes.
Yeah, and he's trying to get out of that basement. He's like making it, and all the stuff is, he's already cut like some of the legs and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
He steps on the one nail.
This kid knew how to do, yeah. Oh,
whoever
my
did that sound guy is a beast.
Oh, because he already has like tar on his feet or
uh-huh.
something. And he's like, yeah.
But the sound just, is a.
And you automatically feel like this is going
to
hurt.
Oh, you can feel it all the way to your neck.
Yeah. You're like,
and then the fall.
Yeah. Oh, and then what's the one with the iron? And so then you have Marv with the iron mark as the hot iron.
Oh, where it pulls it down.
Yeah, and it's hot. And then he's, he's walking around with that hot. Yeah.
Turning the light on, but it's actually the iron.
Oh, the nail gun? Ooh. To the old groiny groins. That's rough. Oh, weirdo, no, girl. You better get out of here. I'm going to slap you city, you little pervert. And then, you know, I believe you, but my Tommy gun. I'm going to give you this count of 10 to get you no good yellow belly sorry tail out of here.
One, two, ten. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
And a happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. Yeah. And then, you know, him eating pizza. I mean, just in so many movies, pizza. So. But we could probably go on and on and on and on and on and on. But if there are any holiday movies, some Christmas
mm-hmm.
movies that we didn't expand on that you were like, hey, they deserve to be highlighted,
yes.
Let us know. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
But that goes without saying. Everyone loves Charlie Brown.
That
kind of
goes
Christmas.
Without saying. That's
yeah.
the unsung. You're right.
Absolutely. So.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flip.
Off-Air Flip.
With Jinya and Josh.